Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I have said it so often, I know where I am. The synchronicity of me being in this country called Ireland is something that had its own time fractal. Now, those who are here in this room know exactly what I'm speaking of. There was a time for this, and now is the time. And here it is, on schedule, and I sit in a place that I know. There have been only a few other places in the world where I've done what I am now going to do. And you may not understand it, but some will. I ask permission of the guardians of the land to speak about the land in a benevolent way, in a beautiful way, in an honoring way. For they are the ones that had to say yes. And the answer is yes. I do this because there is something happening here. And there always has. And you'd have to put it into a context of understanding what I have taught before, what the Pleiadians did, about the grids of the planet that I have discussed that are consciousness grids. And so I'm going to review some things in order for you to see where this is going and to understand what I'm going to tell you. Not necessarily about Ireland. I'm going to use the word the region. For the borders, whether they be drawn by men or the ocean, are physical. And the borders that we speak of are energetic. But it just happens that we are sitting in one of the most powerful places. The southern part of the region is alive with what I'm going to tell you about. It's different than you think. You feel things here. Those who come and have no metaphysical purpose or belief feel things here. There is an excitement of the land, a freshness that some say, yes, I landed and I feel it here. And what I'm going to tell you is that everything I have taught you says you shouldn't. There's something happening here. So I want to go back to the beginning of my teaching. My partner, I want you to go slow. I wish to review with you even some of the recent things that we have taught you regarding one specific consciousness grid called the crystalline grid. Again, I will state this. The magnetic grid, the Gaia grid, and the crystalline grid are esoteric grids. All of them are things you can feel and that are operational today. One of them is physics, the magnetics. The other two are not. They are esoteric. The crystalline grid doesn't have a pattern you can draw ley lines with. It is not something anybody has ever given you that has to do with history or mythology. The crystalline grid is totally and completely given to you by the Pleiadians. The three kinds of grids that I have spoken of are all benevolent to humanity. This is the Cryon teaching. We teach you so that you'll know how these things work and so that you will be aware of the benevolence and the plan that would take place if you made it past the marker of 2012, and you did. The magnetic grid we've talked about so long. The Gaia grid, it's going to come into play in a moment. But the crystalline, this one is confusing to many. And we've also told you that the crystalline grid does not lay upon the earth like you think it does. It is a metaphor for an energy of remembrance that is all over this planet. Into the dirt, above the dirt. It really doesn't have a place like 3D or like a grid on the ground. And it is metaphoric of something that remembers. This is difficult. But here's what we have told you, because it plays into what we want to tell you about Ireland. The crystalline grid of the planet is a remembering grid of human action and emotion. It helps humanity in so many different ways. It lays upon where civilization is. It lays upon the planet even where the water is. And it remembers things that happen. Now, the proof of this is evident. When an old soul, perhaps, would walk in to that which used to be a battlefield of significance on the planet, and you would walk into it and you'd feel the sorrow, the death, the crying, the goodbyes to life, the calls to your mother, of the dying ones. You could hear the voices. That's a sensitive. Even those who are not sensitive will walk in and say, it doesn't feel good here. I want to leave. Now, this is the crystalline grid at work. If I ask you, what else could there be that would hold memory? There is no question that you're feeling energy, that you're feeling the energy of the event, but there has to be a process that holds it there, and it's the crystalline grid. When joyful things happen, the grid remembers the joyful things. This is a system of compatibility to planet Earth and also to humanity. You don't understand exactly why a remembering grid would help you, but it does. It helps in your evolution. It helps you to know the things that you don't want. It is actually a cover, you might say, for the Gaia grid. Now listen. The Gaia grid is Mother Earth. It is the feeling you have in the forest. Every tree hugger knows this grid. It is the one that says, all I want to do is stand here and listen to the trees. All I want to do is put my fingers in the dirt, because this I understand and humans I don't. There is a life in Gaia. In fact, there is a very raw, raw life in Gaia. So raw is it, dear ones, that the crystalline grid, I tell you this for the first time, the crystalline grid actually covers the rawness of Gaia in certain ways, in certain areas, so that it's safe to be there. In what used to be Lemuria, it is now the islands of Hawaii. My partner has repeatedly stood on the edge of the volcano with ceremony after ceremony, thanking Gaia, having no idea that he's not participating in the rawness of it, because the crystalline grid is there. It's almost a protection. The grids work together. They work together for the benevolence of humanity. So places are safe to be, where you can feel energy and you can see and feel what has taken place. It's complex. Did you know that the grids of consciousness are not just on the surface? They go below the earth as well, because Gaia is involved all the way through, not just in a thin layer you call the surface. That's Gaia energy. Perhaps you would understand the force of Gaia energy if you understood it goes all the way through. The magnetic grid, it sits on the outside. The crystalline grid, it is both in and out. But the Gaia grid is enormous and filled with energy that is astonishing. All three grids are multidimensional, all of them. The magnetic grid is a quantum experience, and physicists will tell you that magnetics has a quantum attribute. The crystalline grid is invisible. It is a quantum grid. It is esoteric. It is spiritual. But it has to do literally with life on Earth, with your physicalness. It has to do with your consciousness. It is allied to you. The Gaia grid? Ask an indigenous thousands of years ago what they did when they met Gaia. They allied with Gaia because they knew the power and the force. They counted on it for the hunting grounds, for rain, for all the things that were. There was a crystalline grid then too, but oh, the indigenous understood the Gaia grid and its power. They treated it with great respect. So my partner stands on the volcano in Hawaii, and he hears something very similar to what I just did. He hears the chant asking the ancestors permission to have ceremony where Gaia is raw, where the magma of the earth comes pouring out, where perhaps the Gaia grid is most prevalent. Turn the page, as my partner says. And now we talk about Ireland. Years ago, I told you that where the grids interface and come together in a special way, there are anomalies and oddities. I mentioned that the oddities often have patterns which are different. Many of them are at sea. But because of this interface of Gaia, of the crystalline, and magnetics, there are anomalies. Now, an anomaly means that there are interruptions in the patterning. The interesting thing about these anomalies is they're not necessarily harmonious. In fact, quite often they're triangular, three sides. They often represent the mathematics of prime. We've never told you that either. Now, this will not be understood by any of you, but there will be somebody listening who puts together what prime numbers are and what they mean. 1, 3, 5, 7. And you start understanding that there is something special about them. They are unique to themselves, only divisible by one and themselves. The anomaly you have when this takes place on the planet is not very often. One of them we told you about. It's off the coast of what you call Florida. Some have called it the Bermuda Triangle. And what you find there is very interesting. It's always accompanied by magnetic variation, because the magnetics of the planet is part of the anomaly. Remember, it's the interface between magnetics, the crystalline, and Gaia. And things are different. One of the things that takes place in every single one of these anomalies is that it voids the crystalline grid. So there are places on this planet, almost all of them over water, that have no crystalline in a certain area, usually a small area. I speak in front of an audience that is partially from the area. Not all of you. That means some of you don't know what's happened here. But if you were to look at the history of Ireland, you would see it was rough. Do you realize that there was hardly any time of consistent peace? When one conquering was finished, another began. The arguments always continued. Did you notice? Always. There were great battles here. There were ferocious battles here. Hundreds of years of battles here. And they weren't just soldiers. It would make you weep over and over if you could be there and see it. When you could see the women and the children, the civilization, they were all involved. They spared nobody in the conquering of this beautiful place. The first question you might ask yourself is why? Why did everybody want Ireland? As far back as you can go, was it just a port? There's plenty of ports. No, there's something else here. Something doesn't make sense. And right now, some of you are connecting the dots. What is the attribute of the crystalline grid? It remembers what happens. You're in a land that has had a ferocious amount of death, destruction, strife, arguing over anything. Whether it's the right to be here, whether it's other countries' right to be here, whether it's those who've conquered you a number of times. And yet when you walk outside, you don't feel it at all. Are you starting to get the point? You should feel death and destruction. You should feel that which is would make you weep. Sensitives in the room, walk outside, and what do you feel? You feel the fairies, the little people. You feel the joy and the celebration. What is an Irishman known for? Dancing. Frivolity, fun, spirits. In a land that should have a crystalline grid that reeks with battle and sorrow and death. And it's not here. Now, as you get further north, you're going to get a little of it. But not in this region. It's pristine. So what I'm going to tell you is that this is one of those anomalies. The whole country in this area, but mostly in the south, is an anomaly like the Bermuda Triangle. It comes together and the crystalline grid is missing. When the grid is missing, you have pure Gaia energy, a multidimensional life force that can pop out everywhere. Good and bad. Good and bad, because there's no control. And what I'm going to tell you, do not take this out of context. What happened to kill almost a million Irish that Gaia created? When the blight was here, things wouldn't grow. Death was everywhere. Escape was the only way. Get out, get out, get out. Welcome to an uncontrolled Gaia. No crystalline grid. Now, the energy of this planet has shifted, and so has Gaia, in cooperation with this, a new consciousness. So you're not going to have that again. But I want to point a few things out. Who else had the blight? Where else was it? Where did it also kill over a million? Who else had to escape? It was the Irish. Isn't that interesting that it was localized? That's not all. I just told you something you might even be able to measure for proof. I told you about magnetic variance. A spot that is an anomaly with the grids is going to have odd magnetics. Now, if you ask some of the ones who know, they'll tell you about some of the odd magnetics in the region. Don't ask them. I want you to ask those who run the Cork International Airport. I want you to ask them a question. Did they recently, or are they contemplating painting new runway numbers at the airport here? And if they are, why? Now, did you understand that runway numbers are compass headings? There is a huge magnetic variance sitting right here. And if you want proof of it, that is not sitting anywhere else or across the stream to the east, here is where it is, and they're going to have to paint the runway numbers and change the compass headings because of it. Go ask them. And then come back to the channel. When I say, dear ones, this is physical. You walk outside and you feel the Gaia energy first. This is what you feel. There are so many who would never see a fairy, or what you think or have called a fairy is a multidimensional being of the ground, a diva, a light, whatever you want to say. It appears as different things to different people, but it appears here. So much has it appeared that the land is known for it. It's even known for it where the battles took place, where the death and destruction took place. How do you explain that? Unless I'm right. The crystalline grid is void, and what you have here is pure, pure Gaia energy. There is no place like this, quite like this, on the planet. And if you're Irish, you're born in it. Now, that's another story. There was a process in Lemuria that we have told you about, a process where your Akosh lives one time in a pristine area and moves on, and your next life is somewhere else. Dear ones, there is no mistake that the earth is filled with millions of Irish. Now you should start connecting the dots. The ones who were born here have something inside, even of their DNA, that is pure Gaia. Something that can awaken and spread that. Something that is knowledgeable about how Gaia works. Something that understands and feels the love that is pure of the land. And you come and you leave. That's the reason for the blight. Get out of town. Go all over the planet. Dear ones, it may seem harsh. Don't take this out of context, because what took place was Irish everywhere. And you know it. My partner sits here with red hair and an Irish name. He's just like you. Millions of you. All over the earth, having passed through this magic place, having been born here without a crystalline grid. And now you know what I never could say before, because the other information had never been given. If you're Irish, you know I'm right. You may have never seen a little person, but boy, you've sensed it. You know it's different here. And you walk outside even today, and there's something you want to do. You want to go hug a tree. You want to put your feet in the wet ground and say, thank you, Gaia, that I'm Irish. That's the message. It is a special place, and now you know the mechanics of it. And it may not make total sense to you, except that I have been talking about the mechanics for years, and now it fits. I even ask you to go ask your airport. These things are real, prevalent. If the crystalline grid was active here, you'd feel it, and you don't. All you feel is the beauty, the power, the force of that which is the life of the land. My partner, there is no accident that for the next week you will be walking on this place. Welcome home. And so it is.